Begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin, daf Lamed Hei. Begin 10 lines down with the top of the Abed, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our Mishnah that opened up this parak. Where although the title of the parak is Echad Din Mamonis, which is saying that there is an area where there's comparison between monetary law and capital punishment, but then the Mishnah goes into a long list of differences between monetary law and capital punishment. One of them is that which our Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Din Mamonis, regarding a case of monetary law. Gurman Bay Bayoim Bechulu, to that, could be concluded on the same day that the court case started. Chulu, etc., which in contrast, by din nefesh, capital punishment, we're there to create a liability to execute somebody, that cannot be concluded on that same day. That's what's known as halonas adin. One has to first sleep over it, and only the next day conclude the verdict to execute the individual. And that has to come on. Where do we know this from, that you cannot prosecute somebody and conclude the verdict on the same day that the court case was started? So Amar B'chanina says, the Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Nishaya, Melesi Mishpat, that I am filled with judgment, which refers to Yerushalayim, Tzedek Yolamba, where justice sleeps overnight in it. In other words, that was what they used to have the custom to do, this halach of halana sadin, to sleep over it, to create Tzedek. But Va'ata, but now bemoans the Pasuk, now that they don't do that, now they are like meratzkim, like murderers, which again is this, we see the concept that one is considered a murderer if he doesn't sleep over it because he's too quick to prosecute. You need the halacha of halana sadin when you're going to execute an individual. He says a different pasuk earlier that says, in Yeshaya Perak Aleph Pasuk Yitzayin, where they're in the context of judges, it says, Limdu Heitev, you should learn well, Dir Shu Mishpat, you should seek out judgment, where it says, Ashru Chamaitz, that you should strengthen the oppressed. Whereas the pasuk continues, Shiftu Yasim, you should judge the orphans, Riva Amoni, you should fight for the widows. But the way Rava expounds the pasuk is, Ashru Dayan, praiseworthy is the judge, Shemechametz Ez Dinoi, that delays and sleeps overnight his judgment so that it should come out to be the total truth and to be able to see it from all sides and angles. So that's his source for the halacha of Halana Sadin. So now the Gemara explains, V'idach by Reb Chanina, he needs this pasuk of Ashrei Chametz for a different drasha, which the Gemara brings us above a comment of Menvav Amid Beis, that from where do we know that we first address the claims of a claimant? For example, let's say someone brings his friend to court, and he says that he borrowed, he never paid up. Now, the defendant says, well, but I gave you collateral to hold, I gave you a mashkin to hold on to, which you ruined or you lost it. So the court first addresses the claims of the claimant, first let him get paid the money that's owed him, and then they address the claims of the borrower regarding his mashkin that he claims he had gave to the lender. That he knows from this pasuk of Ashrei Chamutz, that we should strengthen first the victim, the oppressed, the one who was stolen from, v'loy chametz, and not the one who stole. In other words, first, he brought you to court. First, pay him up the money that you borrowed. Then we'll address the claim that you say that he ruined your item. That's what he learns from this pasuk of Ashrei Chamutz, v'loy chametz. Now v'idach, but Rava asks the Gemara, Hai melesi mishpat my avalei, what does he do with the pasuk, Reb Chanina, which seemingly that is the source for the halacha of halana sadin. So says the Gemara, Kedreb Laza Amr Reb Yitzchak. The Amr Reb Laza Amr Reb Yitzchak teaches a different drush. Kol tainis, any fast where people do not eat, Shemalin b'yasat tzedakah, where they keep overnight the charity, because the custom was that they would, after the night after a fast, they would give charity, as the Gemara says in Brachas, that actually Igra de Tanesa, the Gemara says over there, that the reward of the fast is actually the charity they give at night after the fast to the poor people. So the paupers would have their eyes towards people after a fast. They knew that's when they get charity. And if a person does not give charity that night and sleeps and leads it stay overnight, so it comes out that the paupers are hungry, who they're relying on this food. So where do we know that someone leaves their charity overnight? Kilu shefer them as if he's a murderer spilling blood, because the poor people waiting all day for this. Shnemach says in the pasuk, the way he learns it is melesi mishpat tzedek, that I'm filled with judgment and charity, v'goyim etc., where the pasuk says over there, and the way it's read according to Rav is, yolim ba v'at meratzchem. Although there's charity, but now if it's staying overnight and it's only given the following day, now they're murderers, because the poor people are waiting for it, and even though you're giving charity the next day, but that's considered spilling blood because of this, that they had were expecting it the night before. Now, it qualifies the Gemara of Hanamila, when we say this is only if their custom was to give out to the paupers right at the night after the fast, b'rift v'tamri, with bread and dates, which these are things that are ready to eat. bezuzi, chita, besari, but if they were given money or kernels of wheat or barley, were they the poor person not relying to eat it that night because it has to first be processed and developed, then less lamba, then there's no problem over there of keeping it overnight until the following day. And that's a qualification of the way Rabbi darshans that pasuk. So each one learns it from a different source. This halacha that by din in nefashas you need to have halana sedin if you want to be mechayev the person for the death penalty to make sure that you're seeing the total truth from all the different angles. Now the Mishnah concluded. The Mishnah continued that halacha and said, so since there's this halacha of halana sedin, lefikach ain't done in mechulah. So therefore, we do not advocate a capital punishment case, not an erev Shabbos and not an erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, my time. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, Mishum Deleyevsha, because based on the previous halacha that the Mishnah said, it's not feasible anymore. Because the Gemara explains, Hey Chilabin, what do you expect we should do? If you're going to say, L'dayni b'mali Shabbat, so that let's have the court case on Friday afternoon. V'ligmurei l'dina b'mali Shabbat, and to conclude the court case on Friday. But that says the Gemara, Dilma Chazutam, maybe today they're going to see a reasoning that's l'cheva, that is to prosecute, is to execute the person. Like we just said from the Mishnah, then you're going to have to do halana sadin, you have to sleep over it. So it's going to come out that the Gemardin, the conclusion of the court, is going to be on Shabbos the next day, and that's not possible, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, because you cannot prosecute, you cannot execute him, which is called Mises Bezin, to override Shabbos, because killing someone violates Malachas, and you can't do that on Shabbos. So, continues the Gemara, the logic. L'dayna b'mal Shabbos, okay, so you can't execute him on that same day, because you need halana sadin. Okay, l'dayne b'mal Shabbos, judge him on Friday, the ligmer b'Shabbat, but then concluded the next day, you had halana sedin, concluded the next day on Shabbos, the likta l'b'Shabbat, and kill him on Shabbos. Because you're supposed to kill someone that violates certain isurim. Says the Gemara, but ain't ritzicha deches a Shabbos. As the Gemara later is going to explain, murder, meaning the bezdin prosecuting somebody to have him executed, does not override the isur of Shabbos, where there's certain malachas that are done by killing a person. So, v'liktele l'orta, and you're going to say, okay, fine, don't kill him on Shabbos by day. Kill him on Shabbos by nighttime. What's a Shabbos? That's no problem doing malach anymore. And that says the Gemara, no, neged ha-shemesh bin, as we taught in the previous daf, that the by din nefashas, not only does the beginning of the din need to be during the daytime, but the gemar din, the execution has to be, as the pasuk said, v'hoiko isim l'shem neged ha-shemesh, has to be when the sun is out, which is during the daytime, which you don't have, matzah Shabbos. So what are you going to say? Okay, fine. So conclude the court case on Shabbos, meaning pass down the verdict on Shabbos, and only execute him on Sunday. And that says the Gemara, Nimtza atma anes, dina comes out that you're afflicting his judgment, which means to say because he knows he's going to be killed, but they're delaying it, and for him that's a lot of pain, which is forbidden to do, which is called inu hadin. So what are you going to say? Nidayna b'mali Shabbos. Okay, fine. Judgment Friday. V'nigmer b'chad b'Shabbat, and only passed down the verdict on Sunday. Now, the reason for that is because as long as there wasn't a gemar hadin, that's not inu hadin. Because every moment he's anticipating and waiting, maybe that he's going to be saved. They never said that he's guilty yet. In contrast, when there was already a gemar hadin, the verdict was passed down, so the whole day he's waiting to be killed, and that is affliction of the judgment, where he knows he's going to be killed, and it's just that anticipation, and he's killing him. So, ask the Gemara, don't pass down the verdict on Shabbos. Judge him on Friday, and only pass down the verdict on Sunday. And that's the Gemara, that's not a possibility either, because Minshu Tamayu, they're going to forget their reasonings that when they were discussing and deliberating on the first day on Friday, what was their reasonings, and therefore they're not going to be able to have continuity in the court case anyway. There's no point in starting on the Friday. Because Avagab Dishnei say if you had the Yon and Imdim Lefneim, although Mishnah later on tells us on the Aflamet Vav, that two scribes would stand in the front of the court and V'kaisvin Divrei HaMazakim and Divrei HaChayavim, and they would write down everyone's claims, who says guilty and not guilty. So what's the problem? What do you mean they're going to forget? They could just look at the papers, what the court scribes had written. That's just the Gemara. No, Nehi Dibipuma Kasvin, although that the scribes write what was said by mouth, but Liba the Inchi Inchi. But the hearts of a person, which was not written down, even though you're going to remind him the foundation of the reason, but he's going to forget the rationale and all the logic that goes into rationalizing and explaining why he held that way, and that he's not going to be able to delve as into as he did in the beginning. So it's not a possibility to start a court case on Friday, because as we went through all the different options, even now, to continue on Sunday, you can't. You're not going to have that same understanding of what was it, what was I saying? I know they're telling me that I said it, but I not have the clarity. Therefore, the Mishnah said, we do not judge din nefashas, Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yom Tov. Now, relating to a concept that we mentioned in this last narrative regarding the halacha of not judging on a Friday, so one of the concepts mentioned was that because we have to do halacha sadin, and you can't execute on Shabbos because ein ritzicha deches haShabbos. So it's on that vein that Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish is not asking Rabbi Yechanan regarding our Mishnah, but in general. And the Gemara put it over here because at the end is going to be asked the question, but why? Mises Bezdin should be Deicha Shabbos. The court should be allowed to execute someone on Shabbos. One of the logics we use why you can't is because Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask that. Why not? Why can't the court execute somebody on Shabbos? So first Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan the following question. The Tehei Kavuras Meis Mitzvah, the burial of a Mes Mitzvah, which is someone, a corpse that's unattended, that has no relatives that are around that know of his death, and no one's going to bury him. So there's a mitzvah for somebody, anybody, to go ahead and bury this individual, because his relatives are not available. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan that the mitzvah of burying a, what's called a Mes Mitzvah, because it's no one there, that should be Deicha Shabbos Mekal V'Chomer. That should override an Isser of Shabbos, where if someone has to do Malachas of Shabbos to bury this person, should override it and let someone do this on Shabbos from Mekal V'Chomer. What's the Mekal V'Chomer? Uma Avayda, if regarding the service in the Beis HaMikdash, bringing the Karbanos on Deicha Shabbos, which overrides the Isser of Shabbos, as we know, we bring the Karban Tamid every single day, including Shabbos. So the service in the Beis HaMikdash overrides that it's you're doing Malachas on Shabbos. Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Deicha Isa Mevelach Isa. Yet, although doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash is so big that it overrides the Isra of Shabbos. So the mitzvah of bearing a Mes Mitzvah, which overrides doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And how do we know that? From the extra word from Velach HaYisai, which the Gemara goes off to explain, where do we know that concept from? Can you learn the Braisa? The Pasuk in Bamidbar says, and the Pasuk there is in the context of a Nazir, which is someone who took an oath not to drink wine and to become tummy to individuals, with the Pasuk says, Al Nefesh Meis Le'yaveh. He's not allowed to become tummy from any corpse. Now, the Pasuk there says, afterwards, says, La'aviv u'le'imai la'achiv la'achaysai. So first it says in the Pasuk before that, he's not allowed to become tummy to anybody. And then it says additionally to his father, to his mother, to his brother, to his sister. The Pasuk there continues in Bamidbar Vav Zayin, Lo'yitam alehem b'maysim, he should not become tummy to them when they're dead. Kineze alakav arishi, has the crown of God on his head. He is in a whole more elevated status of sanctity. He's not become tummy to these individuals, even to his siblings and to his family members. Now, all these terminologies are extra because the previous Pasuk, which says, Al nefesh meis le'yaveh, he's not become tummy to anybody, includes all people. So, Matam alemer. So what do these terms of father, mother, brother, sister, what do they come to teach us? Now, the beginning of this drush is taught in the Sifri, where it goes through every single individual mentioned in the Pasuk to say what it's coming to teach. With the Sifri, the Braisa says, what does the term aviv come to teach? It's only coming to teach to exclude, yeah, to his father, not he's not allowed to become tummy, but he is allowed to become tummy to meis mitzvah. Now, so why does it say le'imai, for his mother? So again, that's not necessary to teach about the mother, because we know she's no different than any dead person, which the Torah said, Nazir now become tummy to. Rather, it's coming to permit a meis mitzvah, but that you already know from Aviv. Rather, it's coming to say that if this Nazir was not only a Nazir, but he was also a Kohen, where he has two sanctities, still the Torah is only warning him not to become tummy, only to his mother and other relatives. But he could be metami to a meis mitzvah. Then the Braita continues, what does Achiv, his brother, come to teach? Coming to teach that if he's not only a Nazir, but he's also a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, where he has even a more severe sanctity, and that is because even without the Isra of Nazir, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be tummy to his relatives, even so, it's only saying that it's for his brother he cannot become tummy, but he could become tummy, even if Kohen Gadol is a Nazir for a Mes Mitzvah, because if it's not just teaching us regarding just a regular Nazir, and not even for a Nazir that's a Kohen Hedjit, it must be teaching us a Nazir that's a Kohen Gadol. Now, what our Gemara is continuing from that price is, but regarding Achaisei, the last term, to his sister, what's that coming to teach us? So, Matam Elayma, what's that teaching us? It says, the price, the Haresha Haya. So, if this individual that's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, but moreover, that we already know from Achim, but moreover, Hoylech Lishchad Es Pischei, he's going to slaughter his carbon Pesach, V'lam Alas B'noi, or to circumcise his son, where not only does he have the sanctity of Kohen Gadol and Nazir, but moreover, he's going to fulfill these mitzvahs, which he cannot be tummy for. Even so, that's what the Braisa continues in Amud Beis. If he hears that one of his relatives died, so Yachli Tami, you would think he would come Tami. Amit Lo Yitami. That's what the pasuk is teaching us, that no, since he's a Nazir, and the pasuk says, I'll call Nefesh Meis, etc., he's now become Tami to any person. So he's now become Tami even to his relatives. Now, but Yachol Kishem Shinim B'Tam Alachay, so you would think just like he does not make himself Tamei to his own sister, Kach Einim B'Tam Alam Mes Mitzvah, so too he's not become Tamei for Mes Mitzvah, Tam Alayimim B'Lachay, so that's what the word V'Lachay, which is unnecessary, because you already know this sister you cannot become Tamei to, from when it says, every dead person that does it cannot become Tamei to. So what does V'Lachay teach? Again, the other ones we know to teach Mes Mitzvah, even if he's a Nazir and Kengel, etc. But this one's teaching that even if he has all that and he's going to perform a mitzvah that he cannot become tummy for, you would think, finally, that even the mes mitzvah would not become tummy to. Well, that's what it says, v'lachais, the extra word which is not necessary, but rather to teach that even though he has all the sanctity and he's involved in the mitzvah, it's only l'achais to hudein matam. It's only for his sister that he's not become tummy to. That's what the Torah is warning him regarding. Matam al mes mitzvah, but even in such a situation, he'll still become tummy for a mes mitzvah. So, which concludes Rish Lakish's question to Rabbi Yechonon. So Shabbos and Nitchis Mnei Avodos, regarding the Isser of Melacha Shabbos, which gets overridden because of the service of the Beis Hamikdash of bringing a carbon. So Eina Dinshtei Kivuris Meis Mitzvah Deicha Isser. So if bearing a Mes Mitzvah overrides the Avoda of bringing a carbon, and if the Mitzvah bring a carbon overrides Shabbos, so Mes Mitzvah is obviously the biggest of them all. So if it's deicha avayde, if it sure should be deicha, the mitzvah of Shabbos, because it's deicha bringing a carbon pesach, and if it's a kain of bringing the avayde where he's going to be tummy now, so Malay Rabbi Yechonon says to him, no, ritzicha teichiach, execution of a murderer will disprove your kal v'chomer, because shedeicha is avayde, because that. If they have to murder someone that's a murderer or did anything that has to be executed, it overrides doing avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, because the pasuk says "Im mizbechit tekchanu lamas," that if a kohen was a murderer and he wanted to do the avodah, we bring him to court and we take him away from the mizbeach. So to execute him, it's deicha avodah. We don't let the avodah be done. Now this is only if that they don't have to take him down from on top of the Mizbeach, literally. But if he already started, that the pasuk says, it's only Me'im Mizbechit, but not Me'al Mizbechit, as the Gemara says in Yuma. Once he started, then we wouldn't take him down. But you see, even if he wants to do the Avoda, we take him away. But Ve'eina Deichas HaShabbos, but it's not Deichas HaShabbos, and this is where it goes back to what we were talking about in the previous Gemara's discussion, that's why the Gemara brings it here. Where, no, it's not a logic. You can't say if something is Deichas HaVoda, it's for sure Deichas HaShabbos, because murdering someone regarding being executed in the court, it's Deicha Avoda. We don't let the kohen who murdered do the Avoda. We go and execute him. And yet it's not Deicha Shabbos. We don't execute somebody on Shabbos. So it's not a Kal V'Chomer. What you're asking, that it should for sure tell us that Kfuris Meis Mitzvah should also be Deicha Shabbos. But that the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why not? Ritzicha Gufa Titchas Shabbos Me Kal V'Chomer. But then the question continues. The execution of somebody that has to be murdered in court should be Deicha Shabbos from that same Kal V'Chomer. And therefore, yeah, my question extends not only to Mes Mitzvah, but also to Ritzicha. Ma avoidish adeichas haShabbos, if the service in the Beis Hamikdash overrides the Melachas of Shabbos, so, and Ritzicha deicha isa, and executing a murderer or someone that has to be executed in court overrides the superiority of doing that by the Mizbech, and like the pasuk says in Shemais, Me'im Mizbechita k'chen olamos, from my Mizbech, you take him away to go out and execute him and to kill him. So Shabbos and Nitzchus Mnei Avodah, so Shabbos that gets overridden for the superiority of doing the Avodah Mnei Semidish, in the Din Shetei Ritzicha Deicha Yisot, so executing someone overrides the Avodah, and Avodah overrides Shabbos, so for sure, executing someone should override Shabbos, we should execute somebody on Shabbos. So yeah, what do you mean, you're answering me from Ritzicha? My question is not just for Kibbutz Mnei Semidish, it would then apply to Ritzicha too, meaning to executing a murderer, or someone that has to get the death penalty. So Rabbi says, no, Kfar Paskud Tan Be'er Bishmol is already taught in the Braisa of the Yeshiva of Bishmol that Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, which that will answer this question, and therefore once we know this answer, so then that takes away the Kal V'Chomer of Kfaris Meis Mitzvah, because it's not a total Kal V'Chomer, as we see that by Ritzicha, it doesn't have that Kal V'Chomer, and therefore it's very possible that it could be Deicha Avodah, not be Deicha Shabbos. How do we know Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos? The Tan Be'er Bishmol. Says a pasuk in Shemayis, Lo yisevar eish, one should not go ahead and kindle a fire, as it says, B'chol Meshav Eseichem, in all your dwelling places. Now, the question was, Ma Tam Olayma, what's that coming to teach us? Now, the assumption of the Gemara initially is that the question of the Brais of Yeshiva Bishmol was on the Malacha of Havara, which is one of the Lamentas Malachas of igniting a flame. The question was, is that it says, Leisasaka Malacha. It says, you don't do any Malacha. Now, we know from a Hekesh to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the same Pasuk, just like over there, there were 39 Malachas done. So to here on Shabbos, there's 39 Malachas that are forbidden. So why does the Pasuk have to specify one of the 39, which is Leisavar Eish? Which, and therefore, the Gemara asks back, Matai Malema, what is it coming to teach us? What do you mean? Either Rabbi Yossi, if you say like Rabbi Yossi, lelav yitzasa, it's coming to exclude from all the other malachas to tell you that, yes, every other 38 malachas, there is going to be karis or skila, if you do it with witnesses or not. But here, by Havara, all there is a negative prohibition. One does not get karis or skila to get stoned. And either Rabbi Nassan, if he says like Rabbi Nassan, lechalik yitzasa, it's coming to separate from the general corpus of the Malachas and Shabbos, which is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatir Nedeshes Ben, which is Lay Lama Lasma, it's Lama Kol Kuliyah, it's coming to teach us regarding the entire general category. In other words, that you should not say that if, let's say, someone did many Malachas of Shabbos in one lapse of awareness, that, okay, he's only Chayev one, because they're all one category of doing Malach on Shabbos, that's why one of the 39 was excluded to compare all the other ones of the Klal to it, to tell you, just like Havara is distinct, that it's not Malach and you're liable for it by itself because it was mentioned individually, so too, and because it had its own warning, so too, every Av Malacha, you'd be Chayev in it by itself. Ketanik, learn the Braisa. Havara lelav yatzasa divrei Biyasi. Biyasi says that the reason why I mentioned leisavara eish was to tell you that it's different than all the other 38, that there it's going to be the death penalty, here it's only going to be a negative prohibition. Whereas Ibn Nasnam, it says lechalik yatzasa, it was coming out to differentiate and to separate and to say that every one of these lamentas melachas, just like the one of Havara, is distinct, that it has its own punishment. So do all of them have its own punishment? So what are you asking? What's it teaching us? What do you mean? It's according to Ibn Nasan or Rabbi Yossi, it's coming to teach us one of these two halachas. So Elam Rabbi, rather Rabbi explains, he says, no, Tana, the Tana, the Braisa, baby Shmuel, Meshav is kashle. His difficulty was not when he asked Matam Aleima on the Malacha of Havara. That's, yeah, like Rabbi Yossi or Ibn Nasan. His question was on the word Meshavis Matam Aleima. What does the word B'chol Meshavis Seichem in all your dwelling places come to teach? And the reason is because wherever it says Meshavis Seichem, what it comes to teach us is that it will that mitzvah applies wherever your dwelling places are, meaning not only in Eretz Yisrael, but even out of Eretz Yisrael. But that was the question of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel Mechti. But let's see. Shabbos Chayves HaGufi. Shabbos is a mitzvah that's an obligation on the person's own distinct body. In other words, it's an obligation on the person and not an obligation of the land. For example, the mitzvah of Shemitah. That's on the mitzvah of the land. It's called Chayves Karka. And neither is it on something of the fruit of the land, which are mitzvahs that apply to Arla, Klaim, Chumas, Mises, as the Mishnah teaches in the first paragraph of Sitz Kedushin, that any mitzvah that's what's called Tluy Ba'aretz, that's contingent on the land, for example, the land or its payers, that only applies in Eretz Yisrael, like Shemitah and all the like. But whatever is not contingent on the land, that applies both in Eretz Yisrael and out of Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara learns out from idol worship. So, b'chayves haguv, so since Shabbos is an obligation of the person's own self, neheges bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz, so automatically applies whether in Eretz Yisrael or out of Eretz Yisrael. So, meshavis hakasur rechmanu lamali, then why do I need to say b'chol meshavis eichem to say, oh, it includes not only Eretz Yisrael, but even out of Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean? Of course. It's a chayves haguv. It's like tefillin. You wouldn't think it's only in Eretz Yisrael and not that was the question of the Beis Shmuel. What does meshavis eichem come to teach? And that Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad, that one student said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that the reason is, which addresses the question that was asked before. Lefish, since the Pasuk says in Devarim, Ki yeh be'ishchet mishpat mavis v'humas, if a man will have a sin of judgment of death, he'll be put to death. So Shemeani, I would learn that from the word v'humas, that he gets executed, be'michol be'mishabes, that whether it would be on the weekday or even on Shabbos, because as we said before, because you could learn of a kavachamim from Avaida. If Avaida is Deicha Shabbos, so and Ritzicha is Deicha Avaida, like we say, we take away a coin who wants to do the Avaida if he has to be executed, so for sure Ritzicha should be Deicha Shabbos, so then when I would learn this Pasuk B'humas, I would say it applies not only by weekday, but we even execute him even on Shabbos. But how would I fulfill the pasuk in Shemayis that says Mechalaleh Moisumas? Whoever desecrates Shabbos by doing one of any of the melachas will be surely put to death, which killing a person does melachas on Shabbos. So in that I would say, B'shar melachas chutz mimis is best. And that would be about other melachas, except for the execution of the courts where that they'll let her do, as we see from the other pasuk. Or maybe no. I would tell you that even execution in the court would be included in Mechalaleh Moisumas, that that's a desecration, because you're doing one of the malachas when the person gets killed, taking away in the Shama, that's part of, like we see with Shechita, there's something that's done when killing a person, that I would say is a problem. And then, Uman Mekayim Behumas, and then how would I interpret Behumas, that the person gets executed, that's B'chol Avoloi B'Shabbos. I would say maybe that's only during the weekday, but not on Shabbos, because as we said, although we said, when made a Kavochem, that you should execute somebody on Shabbos, that's what's known as a Kavochem Pricha, a flawed Kavochem. Because you could say that Kfuris Mes Mitzvah would be Teichiach, that you could disprove that Kavochema from bearing of a Mes Mitzvah, where although it's Teich HaVayda, but it's not Teich HaShabbos. Which is actually coming from the reverse of the previous Gemara's discussion. Previous Gemara's discussion was Rosh Lakish asking Rabbi Yechanan that Kfuris Mes Mitzvah should be Teich HaShabbos, Kavochema from HaVayda, and then although we asked the question from then, what do you mean, what's Ritzicha, that's Teich HaVayda, not Teich HaShabbos, we said, okay. I'll ask there too. Why isn't Ritzicha executing someone Teich HaShabbos for the same Kavochema? And then we're entering from this Baruch Rabbi Shmuel, who's going in the other direction, who on one hand is saying, no, that we see Ritzicha is not Teich, which that's the question, why isn't it Teich HaShabbos? We're saying that based on the Kavochema, it should be Teich HaShabbos. So we're saying that maybe it's not a Kavochema, because you could actually say from Kfuris Meis Mitzvah, which is Teich HaVayda, not Teich HaShabbos. And therefore, maybe you'll say Behumas only during the weekday, not on Shabbos. And then the Bresa goes back again to the other option. Or say, no, maybe even you would say that Behumas applies even on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because it's not a flawed Kavochema. Because what do you mean? This that you're saying that we could disprove the Kavochema from bearing of a Mes Mitzvah. To the contrary, that itself, I would ask, again, that's the reverse of the previous Gemara, and say no, that burying of the dead, which was actually Rish Lakish originally questioned, should be Teich HaShabbos from a Kavochema from Avayda. So therefore, there's no clarity, based on just the reading of the Pesukim, what would the halacha be about executing someone that's deserving of the death penalty on Shabbos? Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, and this will answer the question, what the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel started off with, which was, you should not kindle a fire in all your dwelling places. And this is how the Gemara explains in the first paragraph of Masechet Yevamos, which, what's that coming to teach? What's the word come to teach? Because Ulahal Noemer, later on, Bamidbar says, which there in the context of murderers regarding being executed by the court, it says, that this should be a statute of justice for you for all your generations in all your meshveisechem, in all your dwelling places. Which we learn, just like over there, when it says meshveisechem, it was referring to the court, that's regarding the court to have to execute the murderers. So it's over here where it says, which you can't do the mises sreifa, you can't execute someone that has to be burnt, which is one of the four mises bezdin, when it says that you should not be, it says, when it says Meshavis over here, it also refers to the court, which therefore, by default, Ba'am Rahman, the Torah is saying, Loi Savara Ish B'chol Meshavisechem, you should not kindle a fire in all your Meshavis, which as we see from Meshavis over there, that applies even in the court, which is teaching us even for the Sreifa of Mises Bezdin, cannot be done by the court on Shabbos, and that's where we know that Ritzicha is not Teich HaShabbos, although there would be a Kavochema, but the Pasuk is telling us not to do that. And therefore, we said that neither, that answers Rish Lakish's original question, Kfuris Meis Mitzvah is not necessarily going to be Teich HaShabbos, because although it's Teich HaVayda, and by Kavochema you would say it extends to Shabbos, but we see that's not necessarily a Kavochema, as we find by executing someone where, although it is Teich HaVayda, it's not Teich HaShabbos. And the reason why we don't say a Kavochema over there, because the Pasuk is coming to tell us explicitly from Meshveisechem that we don't do that. Now, Om Abaya, he extends this a little bit further. He says, Nahash to the Amen this that you said from Le Savaru, that Ein Ritzicha Dechas HaShabbos, that executing someone will not override the Isra of Shabbos. So then Abaya says, by default, you have to say that Ein Ritzicha Dechas HaVod Mekavochema. But then, based on Kavochema, you have to say that if to execute somebody would not override doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Because Amah Shabbos Shenitchas Mnei Avoida, he's going the other way back now, the logic. He says, if Shabbos gets overridden to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, we do it even though there's malachas being done left and right to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. in Ritzicha Deichaisa and executing someone does not override Shabbos. So doing the service in the Beis Hamikdash, which overrides Shabbos, in addition to Shalotei Ritzicha Deichaisa, if executing someone doesn't override Shabbos, which is lower than Avaida, it's for sure not going to be Deicha Avaida. No. But then what says Abaya? How am I going to understand the pasuk of that we said that Ritzicha is Deicha Avaida, where we say that we take the kohen away from doing the Avaida to go out and execute him? Says Abaya, Hula Karban Yachad, that would apply only to an individual, a private carbon. Delaydachi Shabbos. What type of avoid is Deicha Shabbos? Avoid of a carbon tamid, which that's the public carbon. But a private carbon cannot be brought on Shabbos. There's no kavachimer. Because that in that case, in that context, avoid is not stronger than Shabbos, because you don't bring a carbon yoch on the Shabbos. That's where we would say that Ritzich is Deicha Avoid. But in regarding a carbon tzibah, says Abaye, by default you would have to say based on the kavachimer that Ritzich would not be Deicha Avoid. If a kohen is about to do a carbon tzibah, you do not pull him away from doing the Avoid. Based on the kavachimer that Ritzich is not Deicha Shabbos. Now, however, Amar Rav, he asked in the Abaye, he says, Ihach, if that's the case, if you're coming to expound the kavachimer that you just said, he says, you're not going to be able to explain the pasuk anymore of Me'im Mizbechi. Because if you would want to say, like you said, that it would be applying to specifically a carbon yachid, an individual carbon, but you could still say a kavachimer that would even refute that understanding. Because Leitei Ritzicha Deicha Korban Yachid Mekavachimer. No. Ritzicha, executing someone based on a kavachimer, should not be able to even override an individual carbon. Why? Continues Rava on the top of Lamed Vav Med Aleph, because Ma Yomtiv Shenitcha B'nei Korban Yachid, if on a Yomtiv, on a holiday, that it gets overridden because of even a private carbon, because as we'll shortly see, that he's explaining it on the opinion that holds that Nedarim and Nedavos are brought on the Yom Tov. Meaning a person is allowed to bring his own private carbon that he took a vow that he wants to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. He's allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. So if Yom Tov is overridden because of even a private carbon, and in Ritzicha Deicha, he say, and still executing someone does not override doing Malach on Yom Tov, because there is no difference, as the Mishnah says in Masechet Beah, between Yom Tov and Shabbos regarding Malachas. The only difference is Eichel Nefesh, preparing for food. Then you're allowed to do Malachas on Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov it also says, Ka Malach Olei Sasa, and I'll do any Malachas. The only exception is Eichel Nefesh, it's for food preparation. So executing someone is not Eichel Nefesh. That cannot be done on Yom Tov. So Karban Yachid Shu Deicha Yom Tov. So if a private carbon which overrides Yom Tov, in addition to Shalitei Ritzicha Deicha Isai, isn't it a kavachimer that executing someone would not override it? Because if the Karban Yachid overrides Yom Tov, and execution does not override Yom Tov, so regarding executing someone cannot override a Karban Yachid, because the Karban Yachid is greater than Yom Tov, and executing doesn't even override Yom Tov. Now concludes Rav, he says, as we had alluded to, Hanich Lamando Amma in the Dharma and the Dove is craving Yom Tov. He says, okay, so my question is not so difficult, according to the one that says that private karbanas cannot be brought on Yom Tov. So then, yeah, like you wanted to say, Abaye, you could explain that the pasuk of Mi'im Izbechi would be talking about only private karbanas, where that's, yeah, according to this opinion, would not be Deicha neither Shabbos nor Yom Tov. And then there wouldn't be a kavachim over there, and then you would be able to say, I mean, there wouldn't be a kavachim to say that the Ritzicha should override the Avoida, and then would say that's what the Pasuk Tomam Im Mizvachit Tikichen Olamas, which is that in that case, that then we would do Ritzicha, we would execute someone, and instead of him doing the Avoida. But Elamando, Amman Adar Mandav is created in Yom Tov, but asks Rava, according to the one that says that even private karbonas are brought on Yom Tov, so then your kavachim would apply even, not only by carbon tzibur, but even by carbon yachid. And according to that Tana, how exactly you can explain the pasuk Mi'im Mizbechi? You have no interpretation of the pasuk, which this machlekes is brought in Masechet Beis, if we say Nedarim and Davos Kriyim Yom Tov Anad, but says Rav, according to the one that says it is brought Ma'ik L'Mem, what are you going to say? The same Kavachem would apply, where, as we said before, that if Ritzicha does not override Yom Tov, so for sure shouldn't override even the Karban Yachid. So even any type of carbon overrides is stronger than executing someone. So, but the pasuk says, "Mi'im Mizbechi," you take him, you don't let him do that avodah. But which one? Your kavachemah should extend in all karbanas. So, Elam Rava, rather Rava says, obviously, you have to say that the pasuk Mi'im Mizbechi uproots the kavachemah, and not just by a karban siba, but even by a karban yachid. And he says as follows: "Loyimi bai leman dama the darman davis kriyim yamtiv." I don't have to tell you, which was the foundation of his question in Abaya, According to the one who holds that private karbanos are brought on Yom Tov, where since even a karban yachid is deicha Yom Tov, if you would come to expound the Kal Vachomer that you said, the haloi miskayim im mizbechi klal, then you would never be able to explain the pasuk im mizbechi at all. So obviously, according to that man, number for sure, you don't expound the Kal Vachomer because the pasuk is excluding from that Kal Vachomer and saying that no, that you do execute someone and don't let him do that avodah, no matter what type of avodah he wants to do. Even though we said, seemingly based on the Kal Vachomer, it should not, because avodah is stronger than Shabbos, and Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. But still, the pasuk says that it is. Same way we said before that on the other Kal Vachomer, we said that it works in the other way too, regarding Shabbos. That it's not Deicha Shabbos, even though it's Deicha Avodah. It says Rav even more. It says, even according to the one who says that the private karbanas are not brought on Yom Tov, and then you could have said, Abaya, that the pasuk was talking about only by a karban yachid, which is no kal vachomer. That's when Ritzicha is Deicha Avodah. But by a karban tzibur, that where you don't have to say that that's what the pasuk is talking about because of the Kal Vachomer, then you wanted to say that, yeah, in actuality, that Ritzicha executing someone would not override the kohen doing the avodah of a karban tzibur. And that says, Rebbe, no. Obviously, the understanding of the pasuk would have to be even by a karban tzibur and say that executing someone overrides even him doing a avodah of a karban tzibur. Because although there's a Kal Vachomer, but it says Rav Haksiv Me'im Mizbechi, the wording of the pasuk is, take that kohen who murdered someone away from, together with my Mizbeach. What's Mizbechi, my Mizbeach? Mizbechi HaMeyuchadli. It's my offerings that are distinct from me. My knee, what is that? That's Tamid. That's the Karban Tamid, the daily sacrifice, because that's the primacy of all Karbanas. And therefore, that's the distinct terminology of Mizbechi. What does the pasuk say? Me'im Mizbechi tekechan olam, is from with my Mizbeach, you take him away to be executed, which is the halacha of that Ritzicha. Executing someone is Deicha, even a Karban Tzibur, which says Rav, not like Abaya. Although Abaya wanted to come from a Kal Vachomer, he says, but you see from the pasuk, for sure regarding the Karban Yachid element, but even for the Karban Tzibur element, he says the word Mizbechi tells you the one that's distinct for me, which is therefore the Ritzicha Zdecha, all elements of Avodah in that context. So although it's not Deicha Shabbos, but it will be Deicha Avodah, and that we know from the Pasuk.